James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, joins us from Washington to tell us what he thinks about this. James Jatras, your reaction, I'm gathering that perhaps there's now going to be a push of these fighters into Syria.
That's correct, and we're already now hearing reports in the United States that we're looking forward to the next war, that once the Assad government collapses, that there will then be a fight between the so-called moderates and the al-Nusra Front and other jihadis in the opposition, and that somehow we hope that the moderates will come out on top. I think there's very little basis for that kind of confidence, that instead you'd think the sensible thing would be for us to take a step back and say, why are we once again finding ourselves supporting al-Qaeda-linked jihadi radicals that are hardly friends of the United States?
And of course, is there a possibility now that the U.S. Is going to back down from these support that they've been giving? Non-lethal aid is what Barack Obama has called it. Are they not worried about these aids, which may translate into arms, falling into the hands of these groups, these terrorist groups?
I would like to be optimistic, but at the moment I don't see any basis for it. A couple of months ago it did seem there was some room for a constructive approach in concert with the Russians, the Chinese, and the Security Council for a brokered settlement and a power-sharing arrangement through negotiation. It seems that Washington and the Obama administration has now backed off of that, that together with our Turkish and our Saudi and our Gulf state friends, we've gone back to Plan A, which is to overthrow regime change in Syria. And then we will somehow try to make sure that the most radical forces in the groups that we're supporting don't come to power. I think it's a foolish policy, it's a dangerous policy, and one that is now approaching the level of criminality, in my opinion.
Thank you very much for that. Former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst there, James Jatras. Good to see you from Washington.